let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, the action-adventure novel Old Ways, New Hope by Charles Wing is a tale filled with intrigue and adventure. The story of a freelance translator who was invited on an archaeological search because of a strange language. His travels take him around the world, and he becomes the leader in the search after the death of a close friend. The discovery of mankind that leads him towards the origin of man and a great many inventions. How he deals with the discovery will lead him into outer space and to ancient mysteries. Then he has many choices that could change the world. Charles has spent most of his life in the nursing field. It gave him an insight into how people react to situations that had been thrust upon them. But his greatest influence came when he spent a great deal, number of years in Ontario, Canada, and became involved with the Celtic culture. The music was his greatest inspiration, whether it was Irish, Scottish, or Welsh, and it allowed him to use his imagination to see things of long ago. Some were real, some others just fantasy. Charles has tried to combine life experiences with those fantasies and tell a story as real as he could. Therefore, his saying, "Believe it becomes real," is the hallmark to his writing. Charles Wing, author of Old Ways, New Hope, is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Charles. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to talking about this book. I love the premise. I love the characters in the book. Where did the inspiration for Old Ways, New Hope come from? Where did you get this idea for this concept?
Well, the way I write, I don't use an outline. I catch a situation or a memory from my past. I've done all extensive traveling. And this case, it came from the second time I went back to college. And many of my friends were in the archaeological department there for learning. And it just seemed like a nice premise to start with. And that's where the story took off.
Talk about developing the characters, because the characters are interesting. Do you have all of these lined up before you start writing, or did some of these develop as you were writing the book?
Well, that comes from what follows after I start writing. I usually sit down and I'll write 10 or 12 pages beginning a book, and then I'll sleep on it, and in my dreams, the next phase comes through. That's the way I write. I don't use an outline.
Interesting. I love that. So you can use your subconscious and sort of develop the story along as well. Charles Wing is our guest. The book is Old Ways, New Hope. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com, other places as well. What are your plans after writing this book, after you got the book written and decided to get it published? Talk about your plans for that.
Well, actually, I'd like to see it in the movie. We're talking Netflix already, so.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, it's very visual the way you write, and you can see all of this unfolding, and it has all of the elements. So I hope that someday we actually can stream this on Netflix and watch Old Ways, New Hope as a TV program. Talk about your writing. Are you writing something now? Do you have a project you're working on?
I have two I'm working on currently. I've got 10 completed novels. You know, they're about 600 to 700 pages each. So I've got a full lineup and stories of that in the back of my mind, what I want to do.
Well, you really do. You've been developing these, obviously, for some time. I love the title on this, Old Ways, New Hope. Tell me about how you came up with the title for this book.
Basically, it had to do with the architecture and some of the finds they had. And it just seemed appropriate for the book. That's where the cover came from also.
Well, and I like the color as well. You can, of course, get a copy and get all the information at authorreputationpress.com, at Amazon, the other places, of course. Charles Wing is the author. The book is Old Ways, New Hope. You'll find it and be able to check out the cover and to order your own copy of the book. Talk a little bit about developing the story here. I mentioned that you sort of take fantasy, mix it with some real life. You've had sort of a background in dealing with archaeological studies. How much of this is sort of based on some reality, and then the rest of it is your imagination?
It's probably 70% it's reality. You know, you see it coming up all the time, and you know, look on Google or something like that, different. The finds they've come across, and some of the new inventions were using today, they're all there, you know, if you just open your mind out and look around you, you know. So,
well, and I love one of the reviews says, this is one of the novels that make readers think about the wonders of both mankind and the universe. And you sort of do that. You answer or bring up a lot of what ifs, don't you? I can see how your mind would work in those areas. You take a fact and all of a sudden your mind starts wondering what ifs. Is a lot of that go into your storylines as you're writing your books?
Oh, yeah. And as my books come out on the market, you'll see that I put myself in the characters in there, too. So there's a lot of real life experiences that I throw at it. And I, you know, when I was writing, I also had to downgrade my big words and, you know, make it livable for people to read the book.
Oh, yes, yes. Why do you write? What enjoyment do you get out of this? And I sense by all of the writing that you've done and the passion for what you're doing that this is really important to you. Talk about the joy you get in writing these books and now having Old Ways, New Hope out there, people enjoying it. Even talk about a Netflix TV series out of it.
Right. Basically, you know, my stories, they all come together in their own different way, you know, different topics. I've jumped around, you know, it's fantasy stories and science fiction stories. Basically, they're all based on, you know, real life people that I've known or have known.
Yes. What do you go through when you write a book? You've mentioned that it's really not an outline. You sort of let the story go ahead and take over. What's the process like? Do you set a certain amount of time aside every day to write or write when it comes to you? What's the process in writing a book?
I usually sit down for about 4 to 6 hours in front of my computer and just let the words flow, you know. And, you know, it always turns out well. Sometimes I have to go back and do a rewrite on sections, you know, that don't fit.
Yes. You know, you hear
or
people...
I might put somewhere else in the book, you know.
Well, yeah, go back and you'll be thinking about it later, which leads me to, you talk to so many people and they have the writer's block. They're going to say, I'm going to sit for 4 hours, and they spend 3 hours and 50 minutes of that 4 hour period trying to figure out what they're going to write. I sort of get the impression maybe it's the opposite for you. Sometimes it's difficult to shut off the flow, to shut off the characters, the storyline. You're dreaming about it. So obviously it's something that that's almost always in the back of your mind, at least.
Yeah, you know, it's like I've got that writer's muse, so to speak, out there telling me how to write the story.
Well, yes.
But I've been writing since I was a young boy, so I used to write stories for my younger sisters.
I was going to say, how did you get hooked? Was there a writer? Was it somebody at school, the teacher that encouraged you? How did you get started writing?
It's just something natural with me. It really... You know, because I was so busy in the nursing field for so many years, it wasn't until after I came out of that, came back from Canada, that I started writing again. And then my wife passed away, well, 8 years ago now.
Oh, sorry to
hear that. And it kind of inspired me just to keep writing in her memory.
I mentioned in the beginning, and what a legacy to leave behind for her that, you know, she's encouraged you to write, and now you're writing all of these books. I mentioned the nursing background. It seems like that was a point where what you got a sort of a look at human nature, how people react in circumstances. Is that something that sort of mentally you stored a lot of your recollections, your memories, your perception during those times that you bring out in some of the stories and the characters?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of mysterious things, you know, in nursing. And then on top of that, my wife, she was Scottish. And, you know, it just one of those things where the story will flow and you can't really stop it. And, you know, sometimes you have to search for an end to the stories.
Yeah. You realize, okay, this is going on too long. I need to come up with a conclusion here that everybody is waiting for. Well, in the case of Old Ways, New Hope, that's the book we're talking about by Charles Wing. The book is published. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com, other places as well. How long did it take you from start to finish on the book? How long a process was that before you finally thought, okay, this is ready for publication now?
That story took me, what, 6 months to write.
Ah, okay. Now, how does that compare with the other ones that you've written? Is that that quicker or a little bit longer?
I've had some that I've written in 3 months, some of my fantasy stories, and then I've had some of my other science fiction books that have taken me up to 2 years to put together.
Interesting. So it just sort of depends the flow, how it's going when you're telling a particular story. I mentioned a little bit about the book. Give me sort of an overview of Old Ways, New Hope, and what you hope readers take away from reading the book. That's really action, adventure, character development, what ifs. You've got all of that in the book. What do you hope the reader gets from reading Old Ways, New Hope?
Keep an open mind, and like I said in my motto, believe and it becomes real. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it's just a story. But you have to really get involved with the books.
Well, it's interesting to sort of, maybe suspend your own reality for a while and get lost in this. And then suddenly you're starting to question, and well, exactly, something like this, it's possible. Something like this could happen. I talked about the Celtic culture and the role that's had on you creatively. Talk a little bit about that. You mentioned your wife's heritage. Was that what got you interested in in their culture?
In a way, her stepfather had a heart attack, and we moved to Canada for 15 years, and I developed his business up there for him and went coast to coast selling products. He was in the candy business. And then he passed away, so we moved back to California here. And since then, I've worked in nursing until I injured my arm, nerve injury. And then I went into this field here, which I use every skill I've ever learned in my life,
Yes.
taking care of these animal parks.
Who influences you? Who do you like to read? Who are some of the storytellers that when they've got a new book out, you're there and anxious to read it?
Well, it's funny, Clive Cussler, he was probably a big, influence on how to write, even though some of his books did have a lot of mistakes in them. But just the way his flow, kind of influenced me.
The book is Old Ways, New Hope. Charles Wing is the author and our guest. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places, Amazon, Barnes and Noble as well. Talk about your growth as a writer. You've mentioned a number of books that you've written over a number of years. Talk about how you've evolved as a writer. Do you feel that you have? You're writing today. You probably would say, I couldn't have written this book 10 or 15 years ago.
No, it's just a natural skill with me. And like I say, I started writing when I was very young for my sisters. It's just something I've carried on with. Of course, in nursing, we always used to write all of our nurses' notes and do
Oh, that,
everything else,
yes.
by hand. It's changed nowadays, but.
Well, and probably your writing has too. How do you do this on computer? You do this on a legal pad? How do you do your writing now?
I've done it both ways.
Which is your preference?
So I like the computer because it's quick.
It's quick and it goes back and corrects its errors. You save a lot of erasers by having a computer and being able to go and do it that way. The books that you're working on now, what are the topics of those? Are they all, you mentioned sort of a mixture of genres, but a lot of science fiction, is that the area you enjoy writing in?
Actually, they're about half and half. My fantasy books, I have one that I've written that deals with reincarnation, but it's set in, early Europe, at the time of the Celts, basically.
Yes.
There's a lot of German influence in the story. So.
When you do something like that, how important is research? And you mentioned that a lot of what you do is fact-based, and then you bring our imaginations into as you tell the story. How much research is involved in the books that you do?
I had one book. It took me 2 years to write because it was so detailed with all the different sciences. That's my current book is out from another publisher, but it covers everything I probably could have picked up another 3 or 4 degrees just on what I had to learn. Chemistry involved and everything else. So,
you'd have a doctor of chemistry degree if you were able to actually get grades on that with the research. And it's, I don't want to say it's necessarily easier because a lot of work goes into that, but it saves a lot of trips to the library, doesn't it, by being able to get on the computer and to track down some of these things. And it's obvious that you want these to have a foundation of believability, don't you, when you're writing a story?
Yes, I do.
Well, and you do that, and you do it so well. This book is Old Ways, New Hope. Charles Wing is the author. You'll find the book available at authorreputationpress.com, at the usual places as well. Action, adventure novel, Old Ways, New Hope, filled with intrigue, a lot of what ifs, a lot of adventure as you go through that. Charles, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with the possibility of turning this into a maybe a Netflix a series or a special. I'd love to see that, and good luck with all the other books out there. And this one in particular, Old Ways, New Hope, it's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been fun. It really is. So keep up the good work, and people will enjoy reading your books, the newest, Old Ways, New Hope. Charles Wing, authorreputationpress.com, a great place to find the book. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.